This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, what is missing with Micah not around? And if players did this, would they really win against owners? Now, we'll get into that in just a moment. I've been talking about the fan phenom that's going on at Jake's this Thursday. And there's, by the way, four chances this month. Every Thursday this month, the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th, all at different Jake's locations for fan phenom. Fred and I are going to be out this Friday at the one off of Marsh Lane. So we're going to be hanging out at Jake's there. So we want you to come on out and say hi to us there. And also, I am doing some fantasy. My fantasy football team is going to be at the Addison one this year.
Okay.
Jake said, hey, man, we'd love to have you out. And so that's an option for you. If you're out there going, hey, what? Because we used to go to Fox and Hound in Richardson.
Right.
And they closed. And I was like, all right, time for us to find a new location.
Did you guys shut them down or what?
And I mean, we would shut it down is what I'm saying. But no, we needed to find a new location. So I was like, man, what about Jake's? And they said, absolutely. So that's an option out there. If you're looking for a place, fantasy football draft, you're a little late in the game. You need to get started right now. Get this thing rolling.
Yeah, you do.
And go to Jake's and have your fantasy football location. When Micah is not around practice, what is missing? Because I said this morning, I think this is a problem for team morale, team culture, and you questioned that, and that almost started a fist fight between us.
Yeah, no,
which was a very scary moment. But it's okay.
Well, I was ready to crane kick you if worse came to worse,
and I knew that, and I didn't want to have a broken nose today. So
then I didn't want to sprain an ankle.
But the when he's not there, one of the things that I think we talk about iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
Nate Thomas isn't getting a rep against the best pass rusher, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL.
No.
And while I have seen many times Micah wreck practice, I've seen him just walk out there and say, nobody's getting any work done today because I'm going to make all the plays. I've seen it happen. And that's when you go, hold on, is Terrence Steele not that good? Or is Micah just that really that
good? Micah just that good.
But whenever you don't have those reps against a guy like this, you're going to be caught off guard whenever you go up against Philadelphia game one.
Yeah.
You're going to be caught off guard whenever you go up against other teams because you haven't faced somebody like that. The other thing that I think that, you know, him learning this defense that that Eberflus is putting together, very important. He needs to be in there for those reps. He's watching them. He has mental reps. But he's not getting the physical reps that I think help with the instincts.
Absolutely. No, I'm with you 100% on that.
And so those are two things that I think is missing. The other thing, too, is with this whole process, you know, now that he's saying, I no longer want to be here, the frustration with Jerry Jones, isn't it a little odd that a guy has been saying all offseason he wants to lead? I want to be a leader. I had a meeting with Jerry Jones to talk to him about leadership. Somehow that turned into contract talk. But all this is, I want to lead, I want to lead, I want to do this, I want to show the guys. And now he's saying, I don't want to be here. And for leadership purposes, now whether that's just placating to the audience or whatever, it still says words mean something. And if you're saying you want to be a leader, you lead.
Yeah.
You don't bail. And that's one of the other things that I'm not frustrated with him so much, but I don't like that one thing with him saying, I want to lead and now he's not around.
But in a way he is leading, right? In a way he is leading because to a man, and I don't care whether this is the NFL in 1980 or the NFL in 2025, you don't, every player understands the business side of it. Okay. Yes. And there's the Micah. Nobody on that football team has any question about Micah Parsons, the football player. All right. Maybe he's run support every now and again, but for the most part, no one's questioning the ability. And that when you put number 11 and you line him up wherever he goes, guess what? Shop's about to get wrecked in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
But at the same time, too, they also understand this is a business. You also understand that Jerry Jones is either the most shrewd negotiator in the NFL or the most tone-deaf negotiator in the NFL. Or maybe the answer is somewhere in between. And, oh, by the way, you've got David Mulligetta, who is also of that same ilk. All right? So you've got a battle of ego. You've got a battle of wills going on. So I'm of the belief that nobody on that football team is taking what Mike is doing personally. Because they understand, from a player's perspective, from a money perspective, that Micah Parsons has to do this to get his money and to make a point. The question I have is, how long is this thing going to drag out? And is this going to leak into the season? Whether he gets a deal done and then we're looking at a Micah Parsons who is basically going to get into football shape for the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season. And you just, fingers crossed, hope that this dude doesn't get hurt while he's doing that.
Last year, about 4 games into the season, Micah decided, I'm not going to go be a headhunter by myself. I'm going to play within the defense. And it took him 4 games before he realized, oh, Mike Zimmer just explained, you need to be in your place.
Yeah.
Like that's when you can freelance and do your own thing in a Dan Quinn defense because the pass rush is what it is. Right. Like that's different. But then you have a defense that calls for everybody kind of has to do their thing. Otherwise, this thing doesn't work. I'm not sure if Eberflus has the same mentality about that. But don't you feel like Mike is going to get out there and be like, oh, hold on, what exactly? And why can't I go do that again? How much does it affect other people around me whenever I'm not in tune with what these guys are doing, when we're not moving as one? And that's another factor. Now, one of the benefits, guys like Marshawn Nealon, guys like Ezeraku, guys like Peyton Turner, these guys are getting extra reps. And I do wonder if the Joneses and they're like, yeah, no, this is a good thing for us. Those guys need those extra reps. Ezeraku needs them. He needs, I mean, you go from,
no, he does.
It's different when you're going from college.
But 11 where, needs them.
And then it, I agree. I absolutely agree.
Like you need, you saw how dilapidated this offense was for the start of this season last year with CeeDee Lamb not out there.
Yep.
And oh, by the way, I mean, and it wasn't like him and Dak were together for the first time. Like these are guys that have been together for 4 or 5 years.
And they had practiced together through the offseason.
Yeah.
Like now, they had on missed their
a couple,
own.
They'd missed a couple times together over the summer, and it just felt like you kind of felt, all right, it just got, things got off to a clunky start.
It was clunky, was a great word.
And defensively, again, this is one of those situations where I just feel like, and I go back to what you were saying earlier, and you know, the more you think about it, like, yes, I would love to see them just be able to drop 11 in, and again, is he going to make plays? Sure he is, but at the same time, too, as that old saying goes, the other side gets paid, too.
Yes.
All right? The other guys get paid, too. And here's the thing. Philadelphia, from all intents and purposes, had a pretty drama-free camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're out there hitting each other full speed right now.
Absolutely. I mean, here's the other thing. We don't hear about anybody holding out. Look, that defense is in year two. Now, look, you've lost a few pieces there. What you know, but at the same time, okay, you got year two in the Vic Fangio system.
They're also not reliant on a player. They're like, no, we just keep reloading more players all the time.
I saw a stat the other day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What do they got? Their average, that roster average age is like 25.7, 26 years old or something like that. Whereas,
a great window, man.
I mean, this window's insane. I mean, Howie Roseman is figuring out ways to do this thing on the fly. And whereas here with the Dallas Cowboys, we're now going into back-to-back years of, okay, on one side you had, you know, Mike McCarthy, and that was a cluster you-know-what going into it with everybody being on, you know, basically dead man walking. This year, you flip that script. Shoddy's doing the best with what God gave him, but then, okay, let's go ahead and throw a little kink in that and have this major distraction with Micah Parsons on the side.
Yeah.
And now, do I think they're going to weather this storm? Yes, I do.
Yes.
But
are they going to be better for it? I don't think so.
Now, that said, my biggest, the deal's going to get done. And this is the aggravating issue in all this. Okay, is that the deal is going to, you're not trading Micah Parsons, mm-hmm. Okay? Yes, can we have fun with it and look at the possibilities? But you're gonna sign him, all right? The question is, when are you gonna do it? And think about all the, I'm not even worried about the wasted money. I could care less. It's not my money.
I agree.
I don't care. Okay, yeah, you could go sign a backup left tackle, fine, whatever, who cares? Why not get him into camp, get him ready, and make a legitimate run? Because you go from being a bottom 10 defense as it stands right now to now you are a middle-of-the-pack defense when you have a Micah Parsons. And, oh, by the way, you can have a – look, you can win a Super Bowl with a middle-of-the-pack defense.
Sure.
Ben, don't break. Because the one thing about Matt Eberflus' defenses, they turn the ball over.
Fred, if you're going to learn one thing about me, ask me a question about ranking.
Yeah.
Any position, anything about the Cowboys, I will always say middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
And usually I'm right. They're 15, 16, somewhere in that window is where the Cowboys live. That's where they are. And they until they do anything to change my mind about that, that's where they will be. And that's where they've been for like with the last 5 years now, Alec. I feel like 5 years I've been saying middle of the pack. Anytime Kevin asks a question, all right, where do you think the Cowboys rank in this?
Yeah.
Middle of the pack. And usually that's where it is.
But you could be a top 10 offense this year. You have the pieces to be a top 10 offense this year. I firmly believe that.
And I think your frustration also comes to the more you hear of players that have left that were frustrated, and the more you hear other people around maybe calling out front office, the same line is the thing is not about football. It's not the let's keep the thing about the thing. And that this right here is proof. This is the biggest storyline out of this camp right now. And it's something that's completely off the field rather than something that's actually happening physically on the field.
Jerry's just got to stop.
And that's frustrating.
Jerry just needs to stop negotiating like this is, you know, like we're in the back room of a saloon in 1995.
Like nobody's going to find out the things that he said. And he can just, look, I'm going to tell you this. And then Rock Nation's not going to come out and say, hey, he's absolutely BSing you on this.
Well, and here's
people actually know they can talk to the media too now.
And well, not just that, but it's like it's the little, because here's the thing that the Rock Nation stuff raised. Because they didn't argue or push back on the numbers part of it. Okay, they just argued back about, well, Jerry said that we never called back, and yes, we did.
Yeah.
I don't care. care who called back. Did the deal get done? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't care how the sausage is made. All right.
You just want to enjoy the flavor.
That's it. I know I set you up, and that was a hard thing because I thought about how I was going to bounce back from that too. Okay. I thought about how I was going to bounce back from that too.
Brad Townsend had a theory I saw on Twitter. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. He said he doesn't think this thing goes any further than August 18th.
Good.
Because
it can't.
August 19th is the premiere of America's team, The Gambler and His Cowboys. And Jerry would not want any other distraction taking away from the release of his Netflix show.
I mean, I don't know if he's doing that tongue in cheek. I mean, it doesn't matter. Look, now he's got the top two stories. Yeah. That's the way Jerry looks at it. Oh, I'm trending 1A, 1A and 1B. Let's go. How about him, Cowboy?
I'm the lead headlines on everything. And he said that to us before, too. When they did their Josh Wine combination,
yeah,
he said, when you sit down at a table and you see a magazine about architecture, I want the Cowboys to be in there somewhere. Anytime you go somewhere, I want the Cowboys to be in your mind somewhere.
I'd like to see a Super Bowl book where there's a Super Bowl from the last 30 years.
Lots of them.
You know?
Lots
I mean, just give it just one. How about that?
This was something pitched out by Mike Florio, who... understand Florio has a lot of detractors.
Texters,
many
worst.
Different ways, but he said this is old hat to sit out practice, have injuries, do the hold in. If players really want to stick it to the owners and the fan base, honestly,
yeah,
do it during the postseason. You have already made.
Who said this?
This is Mike Florio. You've already made your money. You get very little money to play in the playoffs anyway. Playoff games are extra for not very much pay. And just tell them, I appreciate it, but now I have fulfilled my requirements, my contract.
That's the most ignoramus thing I think I've heard all day.
I will not play in the playoffs. That really sticks it to ownership. Do you agree that players... I don't know if players would do this.
Why would you do it?
I think players... they play because they want to be.
I was
going to
say that. What I mean, look, I get Mike's doing this, you know, next level Jedi mind trick. I'm a lawyer, so let's look at this from a different lens type perspective. That's the most ignoramus, idiotic thing I think I've heard, and that's saying something in sports media.
The reason being, because
what guy? I mean, you play to win the game, okay? I mean, that Herm Edwards told us this. Why on earth do you play to not want to play in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Look, the college thing, that makes sense. All right. A college kid, of course, now that they're getting NIL money, might be a little bit different story. But if you are a professional athlete, all right, because the only thing you can hang your hat on afterwards is your legacy. All right. My boy Henry Thomas says all the time, you know, it's great being a two-time All-Pro. It's great being a former Pro Bowler. But do you know what my value is when I go to and you guys are baseball card and card nerds. You know how much different the conversation is when you're a Super Bowl winning person versus All-Pro person? Mm-hmm. Night and day.
Mm-hmm.
Show up to a card event and, oh, you're the guy that sat out the playoffs to make a stand. Oh, I want your sign, your signature. Yeah, on this trash bag here. Yeah, go ahead and sign this poop bag that I've got.
Yeah, Drew Pearson. Drew Pearson, most of his life, was like, I want to be able to sign my checks, Hall of Famer.
That's it.
Whenever he got on the elevator with Kevin downstairs, he had a lot of people talking to him downstairs. When he got on the elevator, door shut, and he goes, that's what happens when you make the Hall of Fame.
That's it. I mean, that is the difference. There's something to be said for that.
I do also wonder, let's put this into play real quick. We get to a point where we're about to go into a playoff game, maybe even second playoff game. Micah Parsons says, guys, I appreciate it. I'm done. My contract didn't get changed last year. I'm out. All the blowback is on Micah, right? Nobody's going after Jerry for not getting the contract done. Now you're like, hold on. Why did you do this? Why did you wait?
Yeah, until, if you've already
it's
committed
almost diabolical
games.
To actually think of it that
no,
way.
No, you're like, what is? Well, the first thing I'm doing is you're launching an investigation, because now you're thinking there might be some sort of gambling thing involved.
Oh, that's really.
I mean, that's my thought. What? Who? Because it's unprecedented.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's why it would be kind of interesting to see. I mean, because
what are you, Malik Beasley? Dude, what are we doing here?
And like, listen, if you're a punt returner, no big deal.
No one cares.
But if you are a Chris Jones, a Micah Parsons, a, you know, somebody that is matters to the team.
It would be mind-boggling.
The story, it would blow up the headlines.
I'll tell you what, no, you know what would happen?
Jerry might actually
You'd
love
get
it.
Excommunicated out of the league. What was old boy from the 49ers, the linebacker, who they asked to go into the game and he said no?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I can't think of his name. We'll come up during the break. He didn't get signed during the offseason.
That's a good point right there.
Okay.
Teams don't want a player that does something like that.
I'll tell you
what,
sit out a playoff game fully healthy as a professional athlete and see if you ever play again.
No matter who you are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.